Chapter 11. One more question. We left Barcelona. I was very unhappy. I thought about Simon in prison. We played concerts in Madrid and Bilbao. We didn't play very well, of course, but we played. On our last night in Bilbao, Adriana and I went out after the concert. "Are you going to be all right?" Adriana said. "You've had a terrible time." We were walking by the Rio Nervión, Bilbao's big black river. "Adriana," I said, "can I ask you something?" "Yes, of course." Did you like Simon before?" "Well, I liked him." "Were you very good friends?" "What? What are you asking?" "Like lovers?" Adriana asked. "No. Yes. No, I don't know. Why did I start this?" I thought. "Of course he wasn't my lover," she laughed. "Why did you think that?" "I didn't really. It's just, well, you had a secret." "Ah, that." She stopped and looked at me. "You did have a secret, didn't you?" I asked. "Yes, yes, we did." She was silent for a minute. I waited. "Simon saw us, you see. He saw me with Martin." "Martin?" Now I was really surprised. "Yes, we've been together for 3 months, but we didn't want to tell anyone." "So the night Simon killed Frank," I asked, "somebody was in your room?"
"You thought it was Simon? Oh, Penny!"
"I'm sorry," I said.
"It was Martin, of course, you silly thing," she laughed.
"I'm sorry," I said again. "Now listen to me," said Adriana. "Don't feel sorry. Don't think about Simon. Start your life again. Start thinking of the future." That's when I heard it. Music. Someone was playing a guitar. Somebody else was playing a violin. But that wasn't all. There was another instrument too.
"Adriana!"
I shouted. "Listen!"
"What?"
"That sound. I know that sound. Come on!" We ran by the side of the river. We ran to the music. The players in the street were very good. We stood there, listening to the guitar and the violin and a double bass. A beautiful double bass with a special sound. A Panormo made in 1798. It was my double bass.
"Hey," I said, "that's my double bass."
"No, it isn't," said the double bass player.
"All right," I said. "Where did you get it?"
"Well, it's mine," he said again.
"That's not true," Adriana said. "It's not your double bass, and you know it."
The double bass player was not sure what to do. He didn't look very happy. He knew that something was wrong.
"All right," he said. "All right, a man sold it to me. Very cheap. In the street. It wasn't right, I know. But I don't like it anyway. The sound is all wrong. You give me some money and you can have it." Finally, we gave him some money, but not much. I went to the bass player and took the lovely instrument. It was dirty, and there were some black lines on the wood, but I loved it anyway. I was very happy. I put my arms around it. "Come on," I said to it. "Let's go home." At that moment, a car came round the corner and stopped. Two policemen got out. I didn't know the first one, but I knew the second.
"Ah," he said. "Hello, Miss Wade."
"Penny." "Inspector Portillo," I said. "What are you doing here? You work in Barcelona."
"That is true, I work in Barcelona."
"So why are you here?"
"We ask the questions," he said. He was laughing at me.
"You have found something, I see," he said. "Yes, it's my double bass. Isn't it fantastic?"
"It is good news, yes." "You said it was a very good double bass. It looks nice. But I think its player is more beautiful."
"Sorry," I said.
"Why do you think I am in Bilbao, Penny Wade?" the inspector said. He was very good looking.
"Come on, Penny," Adriana said. "It's time we went back to the hotel."
"I will take you," my inspector said. "Your double bass can go in our car, I think. Come on." "Then I want to ask Miss Wade a question."
"More questions? I don't believe it," I said.
"Only one," he said. "I've only got one more question." And he did ask me one more question. The most surprising question in the world. And my answer? I'll think about it. And I have thought about it. Maybe there is a future after all. I'm going back to Spain tomorrow.
Here's the beginning of another book at this level.
Superbird by Brian Tomlinson. Part 1. Chapter 1. Superbird crashes in the desert.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio News Today. 20 years ago today, Superbird crashed into a hill in the middle of a desert. Well, we all know that, don't we? We all read the news in the Daily Star that said 5 people died. Ford, Stone, Sands, Bridges, and Mount. But now I can tell you the good news. Only 4 people died. That's right. Mary Mount came back from the journey to that strange land on Superbird. She's 60 years old now. This morning they let me visit Mary Mount. This is the first time she's ever spoken about the journey and the crash in the desert. Here is a recording of our conversation. Hello, Mary. It's nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm feeling a little old, but I'm happy to be here. It's nice to talk to somebody new.
Today, Mary, is July the 4th, 20 years since the crash in the desert.
Is it really? 20 years ago today. I knew it was a special day today.
Would you tell us about that journey 20 years ago?
Well, it's strange. I've been quiet all this time. Then they said I can speak to you. So, yes, I think I can remember. What would you like to know?
Well, could you tell us about that night in the desert? What happened exactly?
Ah, that night... Yes, I can remember night. We were flying over this strange new place. We were taking photos of lights. First, there were lots of lights below us, lots of lights altogether. Cities of lights. Then there were no lights, then just dark. And then there was a loud knock, thunder, and something hit Superbird very hard.
What was it?
I don't know what it was. We tried the radio. Nothing. Then the lights in the ship went out. There was another loud noise, more thunder, and then lightning in the sky. Then it became very quiet. Superbird's engines just stopped.
Is that when you crashed into a hill?
Well, Bill Ford tried to land Superbird on the sand first, in the desert. There was soft sand everywhere. We landed on the sand, but then Superbird bounced, just like a ball. Once, twice, three times. That's when we hit the hill.
And that's when all the men died?
No. No, not then. Not straight away. Bill Ford and Steve Stone died when we hit the hill, yes. Alan Sands was hurt. He couldn't move. But Sam Bridges and I were okay. I looked out of the window of Superbird, but I couldn't see anything. No lights, just darkness. Everything was black. Sam and I were afraid. We held hands. "Let's go outside," Sam said. "Let's get away from the ship before they come."